World stock markets once again hit record highs today. And this morning on Twitter, President Trump took credit, saying the stock market has increased by $5.2 trillion since the election, a 25% increase. He also went on to argue that his proposed tax cut plan would grow the stock market even further, by leaps and bounds, he said. Jill Schlesinger is business analyst with CBS News and host of Jill on Money. Her podcast is Better Off. Hi, Jill.
Hello.
And we know that the Dow has gone up. The stock market has gone up since President Trump was elected. But it also went up 140% during President Obama's years in office. But what do we know about the reasons for that? Can the president really take credit?
Well, I don't know. Here's the problem with stock markets, right? They're trying to predict the future. So I would say there's almost two distinct periods. There's this period, say, between the election itself, the outcome of the election, and then, say, between healthcare failure. And I think that there's an interesting piece here where investors really did believe that there was going to be a bunch of different things going on, not just an overhaul of the tax code, but infrastructure spending, regulatory reform, some say on what healthcare was. And as soon as that was called into question, all three of those things really uncertain right now, all of a sudden investors said, wait a minute, are companies making money? Is the economy growing? How's unemployment doing? And on all those three metrics, things seem to be good for stock investors. We are seeing strong performance, and the globe has also continued to strengthen. All in all, it's been a good time to be a stock market investor.
But what about the argument that President Trump is making that the stock market is doing very well and therefore we need to have massive tax cuts?
Well, I'm not sure it's a therefore. I think that the stock market is doing very well. It has nothing to do with tax cuts. It's maybe a counterfactual, because if companies are doing so well, it's hard to argue that they're dying under the impact of the corporate tax code. That said, if we do get big changes and drops in corporate taxation, clearly that's good for stockholders. It's unclear whether it's good for the economy as a whole.
Speaking of taxes, Jill, I want to quickly ask about the repeal of the soda tax in Chicago. Cook County commissioners voted to roll back the tax after just 2 months. I wonder if this is just another example of how strong the soda industry is in fighting laws like this. They did the same thing in New York.
Yeah, a big victory. They're calling it big soda. I'd like to call it big bubbles. They did spend millions on advertising buys and lobbyists, political contributions. And, you know, it's really hard also to make the case that you're going to push back against that. You know, public health doesn't have that kind of money. I'm sure that everyone has the best intentions to fight obesity. It's just really hard to do when you have a lobby as strong as the beverage industry.
One more thing. We learned today that Sears Canada is shutting down. What does that say about retail?
Well, it says a terrible thing about Sears, which is this is a company that was taken over by private equity and used borrowed money to take it over. They did not invest in stores. It has been struggling. It's been a few years now that it's been on this downward march lower. The Canadian division of Sears is separate from Sears Holding, but it doesn't augur well for the rest of the Sears organization. I think that what we know about retail is that it's not location, 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 but it's certainly type. It's e-commerce. We got great news from Walmart yesterday about right. The growth of their e-commerce sales. But brands like Sears, man, they're going to stay under pressure.
That's Jill Schlesinger, business analyst with CBS News and host of Jill on Money. Thanks as always.
Take care.